हरे कृष्णा। गिव अदर्स एज मच बेनिफिट ऑफ डाउट एज वी गिव टू आर सेल्व्स। वेन एवर वी सी एनी वन डूइंग समथिंग क्वेश्चनेबल, से वी सी समबडी ईटिंग टू मच, वी टेंड टू पास अ स्टेटमेंट ऑफ जजमेंट ऑन देम। This person is such a glutton. This person is such a overeater. If we see somebody sleeping a lot, say this person is such a lazy person. Now, in contrast, if we ourselves are put in that situation, say if we eat too much, often we will say, "I was so hungry, that's why I ate so much." If we sleep too much, we'll say that actually I was so tired. And it may genuinely be true also. You know, if somebody else passed that judgment on us, you're such a lazy bum. But you know, we may say, hey, actually, last 3 days I've been sleeping only a few hours. And that's why I slept so much today. So, we would very much expect and this hope that others give us the benefit of doubt. Not that they make an observation and based on that observation, they pass a condemnation. So there is, from observation to condemnation, if there is no opportunity for clarification in between, then we will feel disheartened, we will feel rejected, we will feel as if we are being discriminated against. So similarly, there is just as we would want others to give us the benefit of doubt, just as we give ourselves the benefit of doubt. So generally speaking, even when we commit a mistake, we don't really immediately start lashing out ourselves on ourselves, we don't condemn ourselves. We often give ourselves the benefit of doubt, and we would very much want others to give us the benefit of doubt. Then why should, just as we give ourselves the benefit of doubt, let us give others also the benefit of doubt. So when we see an action, rather than immediately passing a negative judgment based on that action, say maybe there is something going on here which I do not know. So the Bhagavad Gita explains in 16th chapter, 2nd verse, that those people who are godly, the 16.1 to 3 gives a list of people with godly qualities. Abhayam sattva samshuddhir, jnana yoga vyavasthiti, dhanam damascha yagyascha, swadhyayastapa arjavam, ahimsa satyam akrodhas, त्याग शांतिरपैशुनम दया भूतेश्वलो लुप्तम मार्दवम रीरचापलम। सो हियर वन ऑफ द क्वालिटीज अपैशुनम। अपैशुनम इज एवर्जन टू फॉल्ट फाइंडिंग, दैट द गॉडली पीपल आर नॉट ईगर टू फाइंड फॉल्ट्स। इवन वेन देर आर फॉल्ट्स, दे नॉट रेडी टू एस्क, इवन दे सी एन एक्शन दैट सीम्स फॉल्टी, दे डोंट इमीजिएटली जंप टू द जजमेंट एंड से दिस इज बैड। दे एक्चुअली डिफर passing statements of judgment. They do not like it. They are averse to it. That aversion to fault finding is very helpful in ensuring that we don't cause unnecessary hurt to others, that we don't unnecessarily damage our relationships with them. And especially that we don't, when we are practicing spirituality, we don't pass alienating statements of condemnation against others. And we can also see this from a spiritual perspective. And although we have done so many wrong things in our life, Krishna has given us the benefit of doubt and He has allowed us to practice bhakti. So just as Krishna has given us the benefit of doubt, just as we give ourselves the benefit of doubt, just as we would expect others to give us the benefit of doubt, so similarly we can also give others the benefit of doubt. And that way, we will avoid offending them unnecessarily. And even if something they have done wrong, we will be able to help them arise without alienating them by our statements of condemnation. When we focus on the point that our purpose is not to judge others, but to help others rise, then we will be able to choose actions that don't push them down to further from where they are, but help them rise up from where they are. Thank you. Hare Krishna.